BLP Radio.
BLP Radio. My name is Françoise and I learn English at the NBC. I would like to know you, so I am going to ask you some questions for the NBC Radio. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Juliette. I'm from France, but now I live in Belgium, in Brussels, since 6 years.
What instrument do you play?
I play flute and piccolo.
How long have you been playing this instrument?
I started flute, the normal one, the big one, 20 years ago when I was 7. And now I play piccolo. Yeah, played piccolo for 13 years, I think, yeah. I start a bit later because it's a bit more difficult and you should first be able to play the big flute and then you can try the small one.
Okay. Why did you choose to play this instrument?
Actually, it was really a long time ago, so I don't remember, but my parents, they said that once we went to listen to a flute and harp concert, and that I said, oh, I really want to play the flute, and so I started. I think that's why.
Okay. What kind of music do you like?
I like a lot traditional music. That's why I play it in Etna. But I like some classical music too. Actually, I studied classical music. So some of them are really beautiful, but sometimes a bit complicated. And what I like in traditional music is that you play usually simple melodies, which are simple but super beautiful. I mean, sometimes you have more complicated melodies too, but it's always nice feeling and nice groove, and I like this kind of groove and simplicity.
Why are you interested in traditional music?
As I said, I like playing traditional music because with these simple melodies, you can just really enjoy playing it without trying to do it, play it perfectly like classical music. Sometimes you have so many details you have to be careful with all these details. But traditional music, you can play it your own way, and nobody will say to you, "Oh, it's not the good way to do it." You just take this melody, these cultural things you like, and you play it your way, and it's really cool to just nice.
You play traditional music of Belgium or France?
A bit both, but yes. I like to play a lot of different traditional music. But yes, I like in Belgium and France, I like to play mostly balfolk music.
Ah, yes.
So it's dances, and I find that super cool because when you play it for dancers, it's so nice to see that the dancers have nice connection with your music and they can dance on it and enjoy. And so it's nice, I like it.
Now you are in France. Is it your first time in France?
So no, I was born here, but now I spend more time in Belgium. But I like to come back sometimes.
Is your first time with Etno?
No, I just counted yesterday, actually. It's my eighth Etnos. I did
eight?
Yeah. Yes, I went to Estonia, Germany, Sicily, Slovenia.
In other country?
Yeah, in other country. But I did ethnophonic. It was in France too. It was in November, this last November. But the other one were in other country, and it was super nice to discover this other culture there.
Yes, very nice. How did you know ethno France?
First, I knew this ethno world, the first one I did was in Bosnia. Then I stopped during my studies, but I started again, and other ethnos. And then I met Lucille and Vincent at the Ethnophonic in November, and because I liked it so much, it was super nice organization, super good moments. That I wanted to do again an ethno with them organizing. So I thought, maybe I should do Ethno France because it would be the same kind of really lovely organization and moments. And
Do you think it is important to transmit the music of your country?
Yes, I think it's nice because it would be really a pity not to share it and to stop playing it. So yes, I think it's nice to share this music. And yeah.
What do you expect from the concert next weekend?
I hope that yes, we will all keep this nice connection we have between us. These last rehearsals were really good because we could like see that each people conducting his own or her own tune were super connected to each other, and it was so emotional. And so I hope that we will be able to keep this strong emotions. Yeah,
very nice. What are you going to do after?
I will go back in Belgium, and I will start again my own projects. I have some projects for people with physical disabilities issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so curious to see how it will be there. And I will play in an orchestra in Liège too. So it's other kind of projects, but nice. I'm looking forward.
What are your other hobbies?
Actually, mostly my hobbies are around music, but I like to read, and I like to go to run sometimes, and and to hike. I like to hike.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for your answering my question, and good luck for the future.
Thank you. Good luck for you too. Thank you so much, François. Bleu LP Radio.